You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. One explanation for an early sell-off today on Wall Street is the gloomy assessment of the economy offered by the Federal Reserve Chief Jerome Powell yesterday. He spoke after the last interest rate setting meeting before the presidential election. Let's turn to a professional Fed watcher, the chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton, Diane Swonk.
What we saw was a much more somber and sober tone from the Federal Reserve chair than the overall statement suggested. And what you're hearing from him is how the Fed fears about the downside risk to the forecast, and they really do feel that, you know, they're running out of ammunition. The Fed chair continued to say they can lend but cannot spend, and many of the problems we face require more spending by Congress. The Fed wants a little bit of inflation if it gets them back below, even Chairman Powell said, 3.5% unemployment again because of the help that that provides to the lowest wage workers, those hardest hit by the crisis. He wants more inclusive growth, and the Fed trying to level the playing field and give low wage workers a little leg up on their employers by running the economy a little hot. If Wall Street actually fully absorbed, it really is a different kind of economy, one that Wall Street would not be as pleased with, but certainly the workers on Main Street with better wage gains and more inclusive wage gains, including Black and Hispanic workers seeing better wage gains. That's something that could be harder for Wall Street because it could be a smaller profit share in the U.S. economy.
Economist Diane Swonk. That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.